All right, so that's the Fourth Amendment. We're going to move on to the Fifth Amendment and to our second case, this one which hasn't yet been decided by the court. And it's another stealth criminal practice case, another federal civil rights action. The case is called Vega versus Tico, at least I think that's how it's pronounced. In the case, Terrence Tico, the respondent at the Supreme Court, is suing a sheriff's deputy by the name of Vega for allegedly violating his Fifth Amendment self-incrimination right by obtaining an un-Mirandized confession that was later introduced against Tico at a criminal trial. He was ultimately acquitted of the charges against him. And as the case comes to the court, the parties agree that there was no evidence that the defendant deputy coerced Tico's confession. No sort of freestanding evidence of coercion. And so proof of a constitutional violation, right, which is necessary for a cause of action under Section 1983, is going to require accepting the premise that failing to give the Miranda warning, right, all by itself violated the Fifth Amendment. Now, the Ninth Circuit, which reinstated Tico's lawsuit after it had been dismissed, held precisely that, held that just failing to give the Miranda warnings all by itself could support a finding of violation of the Fifth Amendment. The Supreme Court granted cert on the question of whether a plaintiff can state a claim for relief against a law enforcement officer under Section 1983 based simply on the officer's failure to give Miranda warnings. Now, here's why this case is important. If the Supreme Court decides against Tico, right, the ruling could have significant implications for the constitutional foundations of Miranda itself, right? And here's just a little background on why that could be. So in the decades since the court's decision in Miranda, the justices as well as academics have continuously and fairly contentiously debated the relationship between the Miranda decision and its famous or infamous, right, list of warnings that police officers are required to give, and the Fifth Amendment itself, which of course guarantees only, right, uncoerced, right, self-incrimination or uncompelled self-incrimination. And so a series of cases that the court decided after Miranda, all of which sort of cabined the reach of Miranda's exclusionary rule, came to use words like prophylactic, right, to describe Miranda. These cases said things like Miranda sweeps more broadly than the Fifth Amendment itself, suggesting that Miranda could be disregarded without constitutional implications. Now, in fact, Congress actually tried to call the Supreme Court's bluff in that regard. It enacted, shortly after Miranda, legislation that was aimed at overriding Miranda, right, with a rule of procedure that self-incriminating statements could be admitted at trial so long as they were voluntary. And the Supreme Court, in the year 2000, in a case called Dickerson, struck down that law, right? And the Supreme Court, in doing so, held that Congress didn't have power to enact the law because, this is a quote from the court, Miranda announced a constitutional rule, right? And yet, the dispute about what Miranda is continues. So in Chavez versus Martinez, which was also a Section 1983 claim premised on a Miranda violation, a plurality opinion for the court, which Justice Thomas wrote, returned to the language of prophylaxis, right, in describing Miranda, made no reference at all to Dickerson, just didn't cite the case at all, and characterized Miranda as an evidentiary privilege that couldn't give rise to a 1983 action. So this case then, right, Vega versus Tico, provides the court potentially with the opportunity, if it's so inclined, to revisit Miranda and the question, I'm sorry, to revisit Dickerson and the question of whether Miranda has a constitutional foothold at all. Now, an oral argument in response to a direct question from Justice Sotomayor, she asked, You want us to overturn Dickerson and Miranda? The lawyer for Vega said, no, I have nothing of the kind, right? However, in an amicus brief that was authored by the state of Texas, joined by some other states, their arguments are much more open, right? They say this case presents an opportunity for the court to clarify Miranda. Miranda's conspicuously unrooted in the Fifth Amendment, right? Calls it, again, prophylaxis, if anything at all, right? Right, this could have significant implications for criminal practitioners if the court rules that way. There are, however, narrower ways for TICO to lose, if that's the court's inclination. The most boring one would be for the court to hold that the officer in this case didn't cause the constitutional violation because they didn't have anything to do with admitting the evidence in court. Justice Barrett, at oral argument, indicated that she might be receptive to arguments that sort of tried to cabin Miranda's remedial applications while still retaining its constitutional foothold. So we'll see. We'll have to stay tuned for the court's views here.